السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، respected brothers and our sisters listening over receivers, once again on this Saturday night when there are so many attractions, as I always say, and distractions. There are so many different programs. There are nikahs, walimas, conferences, and then there's outings, and sometimes there's shoutings. There are different kinds of things that happen. Most of the time, what else do we get in those outings? Nothing but sing, song, dance, music. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us from those places. But attendance of nikahs, attendance of walimas, and attendance of other dini programs for visiting the family members, I have mentioned that these are all part of deen. You must not consider them to be outside deen. If a person with the right niyat goes to these places, or to visit family members, or even take the children and the family, fulfilling the rights and the huquq, there's nothing wrong with that. But to make some kind of sacrifice and sit for a program of this nature, definitely it is not easy. But there are many who will be just wasting time, passing time, doing nothing really constructive and beneficial and rewarding. They will rather sit and listen to some talk of deen or some nasihat, some advices. And therefore on a Saturday night we keep it very, very light. Sometimes it is an Hadith Sharif, sometimes it is some poetry of Islah. So tonight once again, poetry of Islah. This is not poetry, this is Islah poetry. It's a waaz, it's nasihat, composed by an Arif Billah, the Shah Kimur, Akhtar Sahib Ahmad Barakatuhum. It is not Layla Majnu, Romeo Juliet poetry. In it there is great nasihat, deep-hearted advices. And just as Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, with his poetry, made Islam millions of people. So many people came out of their bad habits, out of their illicit love relationships, and out of their haram associations. So many of them, through his poetry, which is actually in the light of the Quran and Sunnah, so many people's lights, so many people's hearts got lit up and started burning with the ishq and muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So it depends on who has composed that poetry and what is the message in that poetry. Dono jahan tabah hai jisne diya hai unko dil. Dono jahan tabah hai jisne diya hai unko dil. ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتا نے سنگ دل. دونوں جہاں تباہ ہیں جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل. ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتا نے سنگ دل. دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل. a Muslim, a mu'min, if he is going to give his heart to anyone other than Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we must first give our hearts to them. As I have repeatedly mentioned, that first we will ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that who must we love. Then Allah Ta'ala will say, well, love your parents, love your wife, love your children. So whomsoever Allah Ta'ala will say must love, then we will love. But first it will be our love for Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, if Allah Ta'ala tells us, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tell us that you must love someone or love something, you must love the Kaaba Sharif, love Medina Sharif, love Makkah Sharif, love these places, love the Quran Sharif. Now, then we will love these things. So whether it's places, whether it's nights or days, whether it is month of the year, whole month of Ramadan, or whether it's people, whatever it is, we will ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now asking Allah Ta'ala, we're not going to first wait for Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to bring wahi upon us now. Many a people make this big mistake, very big mistake. They say that whatever I need to know, then I just go into deep muraqabah or meditation and I get the reply in my heart. Now where can we be of that caliber that we get replies in our heart? And as a result what happens is that many of them go astray, they deviate. Because shaitan can whisper into the heart. Now if this person does not have a proper knowledge of Quran and Sunnah, then he will believe that that whispering, in fact sometimes he may even hear voices. Or the person may even see in dreams. It's only if the person sees Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the dream, then that dream is haqq. Then there again there is a need for interpretation. Even seeing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the dream is not sufficient. It needs interpretation. We have to see what is being said in the dream. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam can appear in different forms. If he has appeared with suit and tie, as somebody saw, or he appeared in shirt and pants and giving an interview to some radio station, as somebody else saw. Now what does all that mean? Does it mean that that is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is pleased with? That is how we should be behaving? Because that is what the person saw, that there was a mixed audience there and there was a lot of noises around and there was no haya, no shame, no modesty. And right in the midst of all that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was standing with shirt and pant and giving in some nasihat of deen. Now what does that mean? It's a very clear indication and sign that many programs of ours are in the name of deen. We say there's going to be Quran Sharif tilawat, qira'at by this Qari Sahib or that Qari Sahib. Then there will be beautiful naat recitation. But where? Question mark is where? What kind of environment? In which place we are holding it? So this person was wanting to go to such a program. I'm not going into any mentioning of names or anything. But there, this person wanted to go and had this kind of a dream. I said, how clear it is. It does not mean that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is pleased with it. Otherwise, why was he wearing shirt and pant and no hat and topi and having the mic in his hand and giving some nasihat there? So they, although the person saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but it is indicating that you should not be going to such a program. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not pleased with that. That using his name or using the name of deen and doing things which are displeasing to him and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But at the same time, it indicates that this person got a lot of potential of goodness if he makes use of it. Now, I am not going into a discussion of dreams. But all I am saying is that shaitan can whisper into the hearts of a person, or heart of a person. He can even come in the dream in the form of a great waliullah, the shape and form of some sahabi. He can come in the form of some tabi'i, tabra tabi. He can come in the form of some of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jalani rahmatullah alayh. He can come in the form of any pious, righteous person. And then come and say things which are against Sharia, against Deen, against Quran and Sunnah. As Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jalani rahmatullah alayh, once he was making ibadat, and shaitan comes. Everything lights up. There's like chandeliers and candles and everything lit up. And just noor all around. And then a voice is heard, that I am your Allah, I'm very pleased with you, and namaz is now maaf for you. Because you have reached such a height that namaz is now maaf. You don't have to make namaz. So he immediately read, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, shaitan mardood. So everything disappeared. So then shaitan said, that I misled so many people with this trick of mine. They really thought that they reached some very high stages. But your ilm saved you. So he said, shaitan, again you're trying to mislead. It's not my ilm, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala saved me. This is how they realize, they recognize. But can we recognize everything? If we saw something like that, and if shaitan whispered something, or we heard some voices and sounds, and we'll say, Maulana, last night whilst I was making tibadat and tawajjud, the whole room lit up and there was noor all around me, and then suddenly I heard this voice, and this voice told me this and that, and sometimes those things that the person hears is not according to Sharia. So we have to have the knowledge of deen. We have to be able to recognize whether it is shaitani wasawis or it is reality. So we have to measure it. The gauge is the Quran and the Sunnah. If the person sees something like that, but it measures on the Quran and Sunnah, that it is according to Quran and Sunnah, so then Alhamdulillah will accept it, will say, MashaAllah, very good dream, or very good Mubarak, kafiyat, or vision. But if it is anything other than that, then the person will reject it, irrespective of what kind of glad tidings are given. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, namaz was not ma'af for him. And in fact, according to some, for him it was tahajjud also compulsory. So he can be ma'af for other people. So, dono jahan tabah hai, jisne diya hai usko dil, zalim na kar hayatako nazre butane sange dil. The person's both worlds, this world and the akhirat, both are barbad, destroyed. If the person gives his heart and gives his soul to shaitan and nafs, he gives his heart and soul to nafs and shaitan, then his both worlds are destroyed. They say, oh, you zalim, don't destroy your life by giving your heart to the idols, those beautiful faces which are not permissible for us to see are idols. If the person is casting lustful glances, then means he has made it the idol. So many people are worshipping different kinds of idols. The person in his business, if he is selling haram, just so that his profits increase, he is foregoing his salat, he is neglecting his zakat, or the person is taking interest and giving interest, just so that he may live a certain kind of lifestyle. The person wants to live a certain kind of lifestyle. Therefore he is taking interest, giving interest. Or the person is engaging in any other kind of evil. The person has got a passion for internet haram sites. He's got a love for all the filthy magazines and pictures. Or he purposely goes to the beach side just to see those naked women. One is going to some quiet area and going and swimming. or going and sitting somewhere and watching the waves of the ocean. And the other from the home when he left, that is his niyat and intention, that he wants to go and see the bikini-clad girls. So that's his idol then, his worshipping, his passion. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَىٰ. That's his idol. It's not only the idols made of stone.
دونوں جہاں تباہ جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتا نے سنگ دل قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل لذت زندگی نہ پوچھ جب سے ملا ہے درد دل قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل لذت زندگی نہ پوچھ جب سے ملا ہے درد دل قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل لذت زندگی نہ پوچھ جب سے ملا ہے درد دل
قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل until it was just earth and water the original form of the human being As Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created from earth. So he says, until it was just nothing but earth and water, abu gil. Until then there was no qeemat of this body. Take the body of any human being, it is made of the same thing. Eyes, nose, ears, tongue, hands, feet, heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, bladder. Whether it is the body of a Muslim or it is the body of a kafir or mushrik or Yahud or Nasara, whoever it may be. They do the same things. The eyes will see, the ears will hear, the hands will touch, feet will walk. We haven't heard that if the person is a Muslim and a mu'min, so now his hands do the job of the wings of the aeroplane, that he doesn't need now any kind of motorcycle or car or bus or scooter or aeroplane, because now he's got two hands and he's a mu'min, he's a Muslim. So all he has to do is just, where do you want to go to Johannesburg aeroplane? And then press your nose two times and you pull your ears three times and you take off. If it was like that, which person will not become a Muslim? Will anybody not become Muslim then? If they have to see every Muslim and mu'min flying like that, every kafir will become a Muslim. So in this world, all the material things, generally, they have got the same effect. Unless it's a karamat, that is an exception. There are karamat of awliya. Those are exceptions. And they also don't know exactly when what is going to happen. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala informs them. But that is done with Allah Ta'ala's qudrat and power. And Allah Ta'ala has that qudrat and power to make our hands into wings to fly. But it is not his habit and adat. The adat is the hands will touch, the feet will walk, the eyes will see, ears will listen. Whether it is a waliullah or whoever it may be. But he also, after eating and digesting his food, has to go to the toilet. And then if the person after him goes inside, it doesn't mean that he's going to get some kind of khushbu and fragrances from it. It's the same thing. Same thing.
So that is the, there's no qeemat of all these things. He says there was no qeemat of it until we had given our hearts to other than Allah Ta'ala. There was no real value of the eyes and of the hands and of the feet. There was no real value. It was something that the person was using just as other people are using, that's all. Lazzat-e zindagi na pooch. Jab se mila hai dard-e dil. He said, don't ask the enjoyment that I got after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave me His muhabbat, His love. And all these parts of my body now were used for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. As per His instructions, command, ordinance and direction. When I started using my body now, my hands, my feet, my eyes, my the same parts of the body. When I started using it as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was pleased with and as Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was pleased and had ordered. So now came the real enjoyment in my heart. Now these parts of the body also became very precious and valuable. Once again that Allah Wala's statement, He says that until there was a need to discipline my eyes, my hands, my feet, my ears, I put a lot of pressure on it. And no matter what kind of taqaza, we say taqaza, no matter what kind of taqaza there was to see this haram, that haram I didn't see. Whatever taqaza there was and demand there was to listen to this haram, that haram I didn't listen. Whatever taqaza there was to do anything that was displeasing to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I didn't do. Now when these things became disciplined, so then I feel like kissing my eyes because they became the means of my connection with my Allah. I feel like kissing my own tongue because it became the means of my connection and bond with my beloved Allah. Because His tongue was now engaged in tilawat, zikr, ibadat, waaz, nasihat, speaking good, cheerfully, person is talking to his wife, children, everything he was doing right. So if it was possible, he said, I would like to kiss my own tongue. I would like to kiss my own feet because now these feet started taking me to the masjid, taking me to the tabligh and dawah, taking to khanqahs, taking to waaz and nasihat, taking to poor and needy khidmat and assistance, or going for halal earning and livelihood. So now I feel like kissing my own feet. Ah, what kind of nasihat they give us. That is not something difficult. We don't have to run away from the world. All we need is disciplining these things. That's all. And that is the purpose why the person gives his hand into the hands of some Shaykh Kamil. That is the purpose. That to be able to use our wealth, our health, all the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with in accordance with His will and with the command of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So dard-e dil, this muhabbat when it comes into the heart, lazzat-e zindagi na pooch. Don't ask what kind of enjoyment I then get. And it straight away makes you think and me think again of that which you have heard so many times from me. That Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah said that when the fragrance of the muhabbat of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, fragrance of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala comes into my heart, then the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to give a description. Allah Ta'ala is infinite. Fragrances of His muhabbat is infinite. Man is mortal being. How can he put a description on that fragrance? He can describe some other fragrances to some extent. Therefore Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives that directly in the heart and we call them the Ahl-e Dil. May Allah Ta'ala bless me and you and everyone. So he said, Lazzat-e zindagi na pooch. Then don't ask me the enjoyment of my life. We say, but outwardly we don't see much enjoyment in your life. We find nothing but pain, suffering, sometimes poverty, and sometimes in the jihad the person is, and he is attacked. Sometimes he loses his hand, and sometimes his feet, and sometimes he is bleeding, and sometimes he loses his life.
and in his life also there's so much of restrictions. The others look at that, they enjoying, because there's no restriction. Like now we can't go to cinema, theater, disco, dance club, nightclub. We can't take drugs, wine. We can't go and associate with any woman that we feel like. So outwardly we don't see much enjoyment. But the reason why the person is not enjoying, if he is not enjoying, is because that bond and connection with Allah Ta'ala is not complete. It's not good. It's not solid. So therefore he is given half his heart to Shaitan and half his heart to Rahman. So all the time there's that pull that, look, they are enjoying it. Look that they are enjoying it. I don't know where I made this mistake of keeping beard and wearing kurta and going to Jamaat and going to, and wearing the garb of the pious and righteous and going to massages and becoming hafiz of the Quran Sharif and becoming Maulana Sahib and Mufti Sahib, or going for Hajj, or becoming known as a person who is to some extent righteous and pious. I don't know where I made this mistake, na'uzubillah. Look at these people, how they're dancing, jumping, going wherever they want, drink whatever they wish to, associate with whomever they want. Because we have given half here and half there. Hajj Kaaba bhi kiya, Ganga ka ashnam bhi. Khush rahe Rahman bhi, razi rahe Shaitan bhi. So then we must blame ourselves if we are not getting that lazzat as zindagi. Otherwise, outside conditions will be exactly the same again, like others. That if the person is stoned, he will feel the pain. If the person is hungry and starving, then definitely he is going to suffer. And many other kinds of sufferings, pain, diseases, sicknesses, illness, poverty, and all these things, the same kind of difficulty the person will go through, outward. But inside the heart, therefore we are talking about dard-e-dil, that inside the heart the person will know that this is from my Allah. As a Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, that example I gave many times, that they were eating dal. He said, aaj kya hai, is dal. He said, mujhe is dal mein biryani ka maza aa raha hai. In this dal I am getting the maza of biryani. So, Hazrat, how can you get maza of biryani in dal? He said, isliye ke mera Allah mujhe khila raha hai. Allah is feeding me with his own hands. How can Allah Ta'ala be feeding you? The Shah came, Akhtar Sahib, my Shaykh, asked, how can Allah Ta'ala be feeding you? He said, this hand of mine that's picking the morsel and putting into the mouth, and after that I'm chewing and digesting and all that, who is it that gave the strength to this hand? If Allah Ta'ala paralyzes this hand, can anybody pick it up? So I am seeing the Qudrat and the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and that love of Allah Ta'ala that He is giving me this to eat. So it may be dal, but I am eating it from the hand of my beloved. That's what it means. If the beloved of someone, and we are living in a world with nothing but illicit love relationships is the only thing that the world knows today. So if the illicit beloved with a dirty hand also takes some cherry or fruit or something and put in the mouth of this lover, then he will go on talking about that. And the enjoyment that he will get in that, he won't get in anything else. Why? Because he has given his heart. There's love in the heart for that beloved. So if that is in the world of illicit love relationship, what about the Allah Wallahs who have given their heart to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? And the love of Allah is in their hearts, in their heart. So they get enjoyment in everything. In whatever it is, they get enjoyment. Yes, they will ask Allah Ta'ala to remove those difficulties, pain and suffering, and change it with the rahmat of another kind. If it is the rahmat of sickness, they'll ask for change of to the rahmat of good health. Rahmat of poverty, they'll change it. They'll ask for change to the rahmat of wealth. Weakness, they'll ask, Ya Allah, I can't take this rahmat of weakness, change it to the rahmat of strength. But they will believe that both is rahmat from Allah Ta'ala. Now when can we really reach that stage? When we give our hearts, not our tongues. Tongues, I can also sit here and go on talking about muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and convince you that I've got great muhabbat of Allah in my heart. I'm an ashiq of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I can also do that, and I am doing that now. And you may be getting convinced too, that this person has got some kind of real love and ishq. So this is not the place to really put a person's love to test. These are words and speeches. The real test is going to be in the battlefield. If a person is bragging that I have mastered the technique of using this ammunition and this gun, and I can down so many enemies in the battlefield, and I am one man, but I can take on 1,000 enemy soldiers. He can talk like that till Qiyamah day. We'll tell him, come with us, we'll take you to one battlefield, demonstrate it there. Now, as soon as he sees the enemy forces coming, and if he turns his back and runs for his life, then we'll say, where is all that bragging now? Where is all that bragging? That was the place to prove what you were making claims of. So like that in the masjid, we can make lot of claims. But when we are tested in the business, we are tested at the airports, we are tested in the aeroplanes, we are tested in tawaf and mataf, when we are tested in our business dealings, when we are tested in our marriages and walimas, when we are tested in our homes, when we are tested in our relationship with our wife and with our children, that is where we are going to see whether this person is bragging about his love and ishq for Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was true, or it was just a loud, bold claim, nothing else. That is where we will be. The car is repaired in the garage, but is not driven in the garage. It is repaired there. In the workshop, we repair it. For the cars are built in those factories. We have here in Prospect, Toyotas are made there. Now they make hundreds of them, thousands of them. But have you ever heard that now in the same factory, suddenly they drive the thing. Every car is driven at 120 kilometers an hour. It will be tested on the roads. What can we discuss? So that muhabbat will come in the hearts. And when the person has given Allah Ta'ala his heart, so now whatever condition will come, he will truly believe that there's some hikmat in it. He will believe that there's some hikmat in it, some wisdom of Allah Ta'ala in it. He will not become despondent. We haven't heard of any waliullah saying, I want to commit suicide. No waliullah will ever commit suicide. Yes, that is a different thing, that somebody may have snapped. Depression may have overpowered the person and he takes his life, is a different thing. But the awliya-i-kiram, they don't go to that stage of depression. They don't have that depression because they believe everything is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So I must look immediately into my actions and my deeds, that where have I gone wrong? Why am I suffering this depression? If there are any sins that I have committed, so I must make tawbah from the sins. They will look at it in that angle. And if the person is trying his level best, then he will say, well, it's a test from Allah Ta'ala and I must stay firm and steadfast. And I must increase this bond with my Allah. Because He is the one who has sent this test, so I must ask Him to remove the test. So will that person then suffer depression and take his life? Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was he suffering little? As other sahaba ikram, some were placed on hot sand, some were placed on hot fire, burning ash, and some were beaten up, and some were tied to the trees, and arrows thrown at them. What difficulty there? Did any one sahabi also take his life?
قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل لذت زندگی نہ پوچھ جب سے ملا ہے درد دل خالق دل پہ دوستو جس نے فدا کیا ہے دل، خالق دل پہ دوستو جس نے فدا کیا ہے دل، کہتے ہیں اس کو اہل دل سارے جہاں کے اہل دل، خالق دل پہ دوستو جس نے فدا کیا ہے دل، کہتے ہیں اس کو اہل دل سارے جہاں کے اہل دل، خالق دل پہ دوستو جس نے فدا کیا ہے. Keep the heart to the خالق دل, the one who has created the heart. And whosoever has done that, he made fida of his heart, he sacrificed his heart to the Khaliq of the heart. All the Ahle Dil of the world, all the Allahwalas of the world, then they call him Ahle Dil. That person is called Ahle Dil, who has made fida of his dil to the Khaliq Dil. And if he has made fida of his dil to the idols, whatever that idol may be, so then we don't call him Ahle Dil. Donkeys have dil, monkeys have dil, dogs have heart, pigs have heart, everything has heart. Kuffar have heart, Mushrikeen have heart, Yahud and Nasara have heart. If there is a bypass or a transplant of a heart, and the heart is taken out from the body of a Allahwala, or taken out from the body of a disbeliever, outwardly they look the same. That again is another Allah Ta'ala's karam and fazal, that sometimes he shows the noor of the heart. Some Allahwalas, when their hearts were removed, then there was a shine and a brightness. Now that is an exception. Doesn't mean for everybody. Generally, whoever's heart is going to be removed, it will be the same color and everything the same. But it is what is in that heart of spirituality. So the Ahle Dil are those people who have given that heart to Allah Ta'ala. So they are called Ahle Dil. Otherwise, they are not Ahle Dil. Therefore, we always say, kisi Ahle Dil ke paas jaakar baitho. And sit by the people who have Ahle Dil. So if anyone and anything that has a heart, you must go and sit. Then we will say, well, go and sit by the monkeys in Burman bush, because they are Ahle Dil also, they got some heart. So what will the person learn from the in the sohbat and company of those monkeys? In the monkeys sohbat, Ahle Dil sohbat, the monkeys, because we say he also got heart. He'll also learn to dance and jump and do monkey tricks after that. That is what he learned, to do monkey tricks in his business and in all his other dealings. So Ahle Dil are those people who have given their hearts to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala.
Khaliq dil pe dosto jisne fida kiya hai dil, کہتے ہیں اس کو اہل دل سارے جہاں کے اہل دل. قیمت زندگی میری تیری خوشی پہ منحصر، ورنہ ہے خاک تن میری ننگے جہان آب و گل. دیکھ کسی کی خاک پر ہستی نہ اپنی خاک کر، قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقش بتان آب و گل. دیکھ کسی کی خاک پر
ہستی نہ اپنی خاک کر، قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقش بتان آب و گل، شمع مجاز بجھ گئی، شمع مجاز بجھ گئی، عشق میں تاب و دم نہیں، شمع مجاز بجھ گئی، عشق میں تاب و دم نہیں، غارت گرے حیات پر غارت نہ کر حیات دل.
We can go on explaining, but that much is enough for tonight. Drip by drip or drop by drop, inshallah it will take effect on the heart. If Allah Ta'ala gives life, health, and with his fazl another opportunity, then inshallah we'll discuss what I did not discuss tonight. But whatever I have discussed already, there's sufficient nasihat in there. Of course, after that nasihat, it means that now the person must go in that direction. Must learn the masail, must learn the fazail. Sit in the kitab where fazail are read, sit in the kitabs, or sit in the talim where fazail and masail are done. Both things have to be learned. And then apply it. This tafsir of the Quran Sharif, read one page, read some Hadith Sharif, read one from Mas'alat, and about namaz, roza, zakat, nikah, talaq, correct our tajweed, at least to some extent, read correctly the Quran Sharif. Stay away from haram. Fulfill the faraiz, wajibat, sunnat, muakkada, at least. That person is a waliullah of the time. He will enjoy all the same ni'mat that the awliya-i-kiram enjoy. Then make amar bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar, which is also part of his duty. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallam. اے رب کریم، اے رب کریم، اے رب کریم، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام. My beloved Allah, Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most forgiving, most kind, most generous, most compassionate, most loving Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the ummah of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Instead of giving our hearts to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved Allah, we have given our hearts to everything of this world. We haven't kept place in our hearts for you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have given our hearts to even haram associations, haram relationships. Ey Rabbi Kareem, you are Khaliqi Dil, and we have given our hearts to the idols. We have no peace, no happiness, no contentment, no satisfaction in our life. Our hearts are filled with restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems because we have given our hearts to the Ghayrullah. Ey Rabbi Kareem, change the condition of our hearts. Let us love those with whose love you are pleased. And Ya Allah, put the hatred of the sins into our hearts. Ay Rabbi Kareem, make us of the Ahl-e-Dil. Make us of the Ahl-e-Dil. Make us of the awliya'i siddiqeen. Make us of the righteous and pious. Bless us with your qurb, with your ma'rifat, with yaqeen, with tawakkul and trust. Forgive all our sins, my beloved Allah. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, and the ummah of Nabiyyu Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the tawfiq, my beloved Allah, to use our eyes, our ears, our hands, our feet, and all the bounties of in accordance with your wish and with your pleasure. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. We acknowledge that indeed we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. But my beloved Allah, you can change the direction of our lives. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda. Ummeed-e karam aaya. My beloved Allah, we are at your door, we are in your house. We have raised our begging bowls before you. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba, with buried in Maqam. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of mankind around the globe. And especially the ummah of Nabiyyu Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us. And the ummah of Nabiyyu Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those who have raised their hands before you this part of the night, fulfill their good wishes and desires. And ay Rabbi Kareem, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, remove the pain, the suffering, sickness, diseases. Whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes, amongst us, bless everyone with shifa. Ya Rabbi Kareem, many have met up with accidents, many are undergoing operations. Ya Rabbi Kareem, many have undergone operations. Different types of sicknesses, pain and illness. Ya Rabbi Kareem, change the rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. Bless everyone with complete shifa. Those in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulty. Those who have passed away, bless them with jannatul firdaus. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices, bring them back onto sirat and mustaqim. Make our homes peaceful, my beloved Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe mein hamari duao ko qubool farma. Qubool farma. Qubool farma. Hum jaise bhi hai, qubool farma. Hum gande hai, napaak. نالائق ہے مجرم و خطاکار پھر بھی تیرے بندے ہیں میرے مولا قبول فرما روزہ کون کو حج یا اللہ میرے حج مقبول ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم برحمتك يا رب.